Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan here on Audioboo. And it's 25 past four. And I'm just heading back home after a walk up the town through the parks. It's a stunner. Raining this morning, eased off, skies cleared, and this afternoon has just been absolutely wonderful. So wonderful, in fact, that I've been snapping photographs of the autumn colours on some of the trees around the parks in the town. Beautiful stuff. You just got to catch it in the right light. So I'm trying to compile a big folio to have of autumn colours as I go through this month, because by the end of this month most of it will have gone off. But anyway, as I said, beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Well, topic. What I wanted to talk about was my mind always gets, derailed, when it can remember the words, as I enter the park. Ice cream van. And a magpie. Can't make that tune out. Not the magpies, ice cream vans. Anyway, of course I've been listening to Octavers as often as I can. At the moment, some wonderful stuff going up there. But what I wanted to do was, and I know that people have their means of recording for what would be called the general timeline on Audioboo. So whatever way you record. But because of Octaver and we're adding in music, tracks, editing, probably fade in, fade out, what I wanted to know if anybody feels like telling me, what are you using to record Octaver? In other words, are you using a desktop program? Are you using standalone mics? Are you using binaurals? Are you using whatever equipment you're using in general throughout Octaver for the music podcasts that you're doing? What's equipment and what method and what apps and programs are you using to get that stuff up to Audioboom for us all to listen to? The reason I'm asking that is because I keep trying to use my iPad. I have an iPad Air, which is a wonderful piece of equipment, and I have Boss Chuck Studio now, but it's such a faff without going and buying a lightning connected dedicated mic that would plug into the iPhone or the iPad, and I don't want to do that because I've got equipment. I have my Zoom H2N, which I love. I have the Tascam iXJ2, which is a fantastic piece of equipment. I have the lightning to 30 pin adapter. I have various cables, but the faff is that I have to take my iPad out of its case to accept the lightning to 30 pin adapter. Then I have to plug a stereo lead, a four pin lead, from the Zoom into the Tascam, and thereby feed it into Boss Chuck Studio and monitor with a three pin set of earphones or earbuds from the device itself, not the Zoom, but the iPad or iPhone. And it just becomes a complete and utter faff. I sat down this morning and said, I'm going to do this one because it was one track only. And I'm going to do this with the iOS devices or iOS device. That was my intention. And I sat down and I thought, right, what do I need now? What do I need to do now? And of course I had to go through all this blooming faff. And I just thought, sod it. I've got Audacity in front of me. I'll just lift the Zoom and record into Audacity and do it that way. And that was all done in about 10 minutes. So I'm just wondering how you're doing it and what equipment and, as I said, software, programs or apps that you use to record. I know some people out there just lift their mobile device and just talk into the Audioboom app and send it up from there. Well, that's fine, but that's what I'd like to know. There must be, if not 100. There must be at least 10 or 20 permutations out there, what people are using to get their stuff up. So I'd love to know, if you don't mind. You can send a bit of text comment to this audio boo, or you can send me a DM. I'd love to get a DM. You can just tell me what you're using. In fact, maybe a DM would be better, and then I'll kind of collate the stuff that's there. Not for any particular reason, just for my own personal use. I'm just a nosy bugger. It's as simple as that. No, seriously, if you don't mind, let me know. Let me know what you're using. Because I've got some thoughts about how I'm recording and other ways. Yeah, I don't want to go into too much detail at the moment, but there you go. If you don't mind, let me know. Anyway, great fun again through Octava. I'll be a bit surprised that there's a lot of missing voices this year for whatever reason, but people have their personal reasons. They could be busy with work or family. They could be away from home. They could be just disinterested. Had enough of it. Never did it. Never wanted to do it. There's very many reasons why people do it. But the point is that there's a lot of people missing from the last, even from last year. And that's a shame, because there's some wonderful stuff going out there. I'm not quite sure whether... I can't see how people would forget it. If folk did it last year, the folk that are missing this year, well, we all know it's coming up, so it's a shame. But there you go. As I said, there must be many, many reasons. And it's just good to hear that there are still quite a few voices out there putting their time out to put up this musical month for the community of Audioboo. Thanks again, and cheery bye the noo.